Today is Thursday, October 6, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I got a couple of letters from an aunt of mine, and she still writes letters. How quaint. And I don't have a way to email her. My whole family, you guys, my whole family. And look, I do consider myself to be a Christian. I do. But my whole family, and I know some of you don't agree or think I'm crazy or whatever, you know, and some of you think, how can you be gay and a Christian? And a lot of Christians think that as well. But anyway, regardless, but my family, you guys, I don't know why I'm saying you guys, but there you go. You guys, my family are so blatantly Christian. Everything you get from them is God related. Everything. It makes me feel like, even if they're not, because we all know I fear rejection and I don't do well with even the thought. The reason, I know I'm going on tangents here, but just stay with me. The reason that it took me so long to completely come out to my parents was knowing that even if they accepted me for being gay, they would have this little thought in the back of their head that I was going to hell. And it still bothers me to this day because I know my mother, you know, she still eats dinner with me. She calls Mark her other son. But I know in the back of her head, she is thinking, oh, maybe one day Adam will grow out of this or something. Because I know, I mean, I just know she is not fully embraced. Anyway, regardless, this birthday card has a scripture in it. Take a good look at God's wonders. They'll take your breath away. Psalm 66:5. and then there's, you know, and then she sent me this other letter. And she says, and what do you say to these people? Right? And she says to me in this letter, she says, what did she say? I'm getting blah, 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 blah. I prayed for you and Mark this morning. I was reading a scripture and God told me to send it to you. So it is enclosed. So she was praying. She was doing her morning prayer intercession, her prayer intercession. And she said, she's like, God told me to send you a scripture. And I don't even know. It says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Is she telling me I'm in a snare? Is that what she's telling me? So I'm just saying, I get these letters and they sat on my counter for over a month because I was like, oh, I don't want to read this. It's either going to be a guilt trip because I never write her, or it's going to be, because she doesn't have email, you know, and I don't call people. Anyway, regardless, it's either going to be some guilt trip, which is going to make me feel guilty. It always works. I always feel guilty because, again, people pleaser. Or it's going to have some scripture or something and boom, both. She's like, here's my phone number. I never talked to you. So I got a guilt trip and two scriptures. And one of them possibly telling me that I'm caught in a snare. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. Maybe I'm not. Maybe it's Maybelline. I don't know. I got 5 minutes out of that, and literally I wasn't even thinking about talking about that, but the letters were literally sitting right here on my desk because, you know, it is. I mean, they're just sitting here and it is what it is. But you know what? That was some content. So I'm not going to look some gift content in the mouth. I'll say that right now. So what else is going on? Like I told you, we're just getting ready for Mark to go. We've got to go both get our boosters. And I've got to make sure that I'm registered to vote. because I know voting is coming up. And I, you know, I am registered to vote. But, you know, I changed my name. I don't know if you guys were aware, but I changed my name. And I'm not sure if I'm registered in my new name. And so we've got to do that. And Mark is supposed to be scheduling a time for us to go and do our boosters. So those are two things that I've got to do soon. I think you have to be registered by October 11th here in Arkansas in order to vote. And I just got a text message from one of those, turbovote.com or something. I probably signed up for it at some point. Like, hey, text me when it's time to vote so I can, you know. So anyway, that is that. So I've done pretty well this week as far as food is concerned. I mean, not great, but I'm getting better. So Monday and Tuesday, I cooked both days, even though I had to make myself cook on Tuesday, like I told you guys. Yesterday, I did go and get a grilled chicken sandwich, but I got a grilled chicken sandwich for dinner because I had orchestra last night. And orchestra went fine. We were we went over a lot of Christmas music, and it was fun. I enjoyed it. I have basically decided that I'm not going to be playing in this musical in November because the piano player who is responsible for the musical direction of that particular university, who is also our piano player at church, she said she didn't think she was going to need me, but she would let me know. And that was 2 weeks ago, and she has not let me know anything. And so I'm assuming that I'm not going to be doing that. But I'm so busy right now with work and you know, planning for Mark's trip and also, you know, all of that stuff, planning for his trip. Like, I'm not going anywhere, but you know, I've got to take photos for him this weekend for his headshot, for his passport. And we may have to sue United Airlines. So there's a lot of stuff going on. So it's like, okay, well, if I don't have to play in a musical, you know, that's okay. That's one less thing on my plate that I have to do. And he said to me, he said, hey, Boyfi, he said, do you want to do something fun this weekend in case I die while I'm on my trip? He's like, we want to get one last fun thing in before I go. I'm like, you're not going to die. You're not going to die on the trip. He said, well, I could. He said, my plane could crash. I could drown. I said, well, we can do something fun, but why are you saying, oh, let's do one last fun thing in case I, you know, expire while I'm on my trip. So I don't know what we're going to do. He's got some shopping that he needs to do. And so he's going to, anytime he goes to the Philippines, he buys stuff. He buys presents for his family and takes presents with him. And so he's got to do some shopping this weekend. I think he's going to Marshall's and Ross and some other place like that. I guess we should get Big Fatty to give him some. Is it Ross where he gets those bucks? Ross bucks or something? I can't remember. But anyway, I'm sure he has some bucks he could give to Mark so he could buy some extra crap to give to his family. And so all of that is going on and we're just keeping busy. That is about all that's going on here at the moment. And yeah. All right, so I'm going to end it there. So for more, we're going to, I don't know if I told you guys, but we're going to Hot Springs, Arkansas next Monday and Tuesday so he can get his passport. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.